Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are still reacting to the Browns' win yesterday. And can I tell you, I think I figured out why Trevor Lawrence isn't better. It isn't farther along in his career. I think we got a case of RBF. I thought it was wild when, like, I think it was the second quarter or maybe third quarter when Jason McCourty and Chris Lewis, who were on the team for CBS, were like, he's trying a different tact after this last drive of going down and encouraging everybody on the offensive side of the ball. You know, going to the O-line, and then the receivers, and then the running backs, and then the tight ends, and, you know, the coaches. And every time I saw Trevor Lawrence, he did. Now, granted, that was a Texas-sized butt-whooping yesterday. The defense was on him from the start of the game. Miles got to him early. Obviously, we know the story late with the safety, but like they did a good job. And not just that, they did a great job of taking care of Travis Etienne. JOK and Hicks both made plays early in that game that were eye-popping plays if you go back and watch them. JOK was, I mean, dude, I think we've reached a point where I don't know why that dude's not getting more talk about as one of the three best linebackers in the game. I know some folks, what was that? ESPN had him sixth in their positional rankings. The way he's so freaking quick to the ball, it is so ridiculous. And I thought it was funny the last time I saw Travis Etienne bottled up like that in college was ironically when he was at Clemson and JOK was at Notre Dame, and JOK on prime time took over a game and helped get the win for Notre Dame. Later that year, the roles were reversed and didn't go that way. I don't believe JOK was playing in that game. But there was something about watching Trevor Lawrence. I think it's interesting we're also talking about the body language of Mari Cooper. Trevor Lawrence, I don't think anybody likes Trevor Lawrence. I don't think they hate him. But there is a Carson Wentz, why aren't you doing your job better vibe going on with Trevor Lawrence that I think showcased itself in the most interesting ways throughout that game. And it reminds me of like, you can be like, that's one way to be. Tom Brady was a guy who was constantly screaming at his teammates, right? We always saw the outbursts on the sidelines. Most guys can't do what Tom Brady can do on the field and get away with doing what Tom Brady did on the sidelines. So that being said, it was one other note that I did have about the Browns offense was it was wild to see them throw more jumbo sets out there. They had the third tight end, which was effectively a guard. Nick Harris, we saw a couple times. So I think, I'll be honest, when I first saw it, I was like, are you bailing on the new offense already? And then I think what this was the basic understanding that they were not, that they're still not getting the base protection that they need from their tackles. And honestly, it still wasn't a great day from your interior offensive line. I didn't love the holding call on Wyatt Teller. Posick got popped on one that was fair. Joe Batonio got popped on one that was fair. I didn't look at yesterday as like they were abandoning this idea of a spread out offense, because you still saw some spread concepts. You still saw the intentional movement. I think yesterday they realized that until you get your tackles back, and specifically on the left side of the line, until you get that shored up, you're not really going to be able to see how you can replace David Njoku. So that's one hand. And the other is, you're just going to have to kind of modify this offense to look more of a cross at what it was with Kevin Stefanski and his big concepts, extra O-linemen, triple tight ends, all that stuff, while also still giving Deshaun the freedom to make plays. And I actually think that's what is most impressive about yesterday, is you still couldn't truly schematically do as many wide sets as you want. And Deshaun still looked comfortable in some of the stuff that he did not look comfortable a year ago in. So all of this is very inside football. All of this is very small sample size. But I tend to agree with what Nathan Zakura said earlier in the show. There was the penalties which need to be cleaned up. There are the drops which you just cannot have. Overall, though, I actually think the Browns' offense played pretty well. And I think they teased the ability to take another step forward this week. 216-474-0092. What grade would you give the offense on Sunday? I've seen a few people give them a B+. I'm living in like the B- area. Because the penalties were killers. Like, it feels weird to ding Deshaun for things that he had. No, it's not about dinging Deshaun. Like, yesterday proved to me something that we talked about a lot last week, which is what should the bigger concern be going forward, Deshaun or the O-line? Last week, we said Deshaun. I think this last week showed it might actually be the offensive line. And you got to find a way to get these guys right. And I'm not trying to be this guy, but if 5 weeks from now we're talking about alignment penalties, which were a big thing last week, if we're still talking about multiple holding penalties within a small amount of time, if we're still talking about having to use the bigger sets with three tight ends and the extra, if we're still talking about all this 5 weeks from now, we're going to have the Bill Callahan conversation. I know that's very early to start to bail on Andy Dickerson. I'm not saying we're there yet. We're still in the point where I think the injuries are the bigger issue with that O-line. I know you just need some time. But the early returns on the new usage of the O-lineman and the early returns on losing Bill Callahan, none of which seem remotely positive.